Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. The tune may sound familiar, but the words may sound strange. This is Radmila Cody singing God Bless America in her native language, Navajo. The Navajo Nation is the largest tribe in the United States in terms of geography and population, and on November 2nd, Navajos voted for their president. The winner was Ben Shelley, the current vice president. Here's a clip of Shelley during a presidential debate.
We want your help to build this nation to be competitive in the world. We're a sovereign government, for Christ's sake. Why can't we do things for ourselves and be who we're supposed to be, a great Navajo nation?
The Navajo Nation, President-elect Ben Shelley will lead, is resource-rich and dirt-poor. Half the population is unemployed. Navajo land is huge, spreading out over four states where Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, and Colorado meet. It sits on vast reserves of coal. Unfortunately, the coal's buried deep under the high desert. But Shelley says coal's where the future of the Navajo Nation lies.
Coal is our major resource right now, and 200 years of coals that we have, and so we're not going to do away with the coal. I'm sure we can use it. Working with the environmentalists, within the law, we can use that coal safely and also make money and create jobs.
I mean, your coal is expensive even relative to Wyoming, where they just scoop it out in open mines. Yours is pretty expensive.
Yeah, it is, but that's what we have, but we have to deal with it. It's just because it's expensive doesn't mean that we're not going to use it. We're going to use it, so we'd rather use it for our benefit. We also need to realize that we also had to deal with the environment and how to use that safely so that we get support from all of the greenhouse people, environmentalists and all that. So you don't want to fight them, you know, so we always say take care of Mother Earth, and that's what we do.
Coal provides the Navajo with a third of the tribe's income and hundreds of jobs. But these days, it's becoming increasingly difficult for the Navajo to dig their coal and burn it in power plants located on the reservation. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and federal courts have been restricting the mining and use of Navajo coal. One of the coal-fired power plants on the reservation is among the most polluting in the country, sending smog over the Grand Canyon. So now, President-elect Shelley says the Navajo are looking towards Father Sky.
We can put a solar panel anywhere on the reservation. It's prime area. This is a God-given country that God gave us, and we can use that sun and make money off it and make electricity. You know, coal will go away, and it gets, you know, mined out, and it's gone. But sun will always be there until God decides the world will shut in. So that's going to be forever.
Can you replace coal with solar?
I don't know how large it's going to be. We're pioneering renewable energy. It's there, but how much energy can it create? Is renewable energy enough to supply the whole world? So I still think that we're still going to need some sort of a power plant to meet the demand of the population on energy. And the other thing that we're thinking about, building as many renewable energies we can, also manufacture all those parts ourselves, and also selling renewable energy to states. As you know, that there's 15% now is being called out to every state. It's a mandate that they had to use some sort of alternative energy, and some state don't have these alternative energy, and that's where we will sell our energy to.
Despite Shelley's optimism, renewable energy on the reservation is still pie in the sky. Coal sustains the nation, but even within the tribe, its continued use is controversial.
Listen, you can't hide because you are satisfied.
In 2008, Navajo demonstrators gathered in Denver protesting the reopening of the Black Mesa coal mine.
We, Navajo and Hopi tribal members, have come to Denver to meet with the Western Regional Office of Surface Mining to express
protesters prevailed. Black Mesa was shut down, and a federal judge would later prevent another coal mine from expanding, ruling that it would harm an ancient tribal burial site. But Navajo President-elect Ben Shelley says the decision cost the tribe 400 jobs, and the federal government should keep its laws off Navajo land.
I know that the federal law does cover us in certain areas. This is the first time I ever heard the federal judge dealing with a coal that talking about sacred sites. And, you know, as you know, we have sacred sites like San Francisco Pete. Where's that judge at? I'd like to see him come in and help us out over there, because we've been crying about sacred sites over there, and what did they do? They approved it for a ski resort. So tell me what. Tell me what's going on here, you know. The Indian tribe, like the Navajo Nation, are educated enough to run their own nation. And I still think there's some people out there trying to keep us tied down so that you as a taxpayer, you need to... I think you're getting a little tired of feeding us, you know. So I thank all the taxpayers for supporting us this long. And let's run our own nation, and let's run our own resource and help us along as we go along. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit emotional here. The Navajo Nation is ready to go on its own.
That's Ben Shelley. He takes office as the next president of the Navajo Nation in early January.
In